One look and babe, I am hooked.
You are listening to the Home Based Travel Agent Show, and I'm Barry Kantz, your host. This is show number 215 for August 2nd, 2009. The music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance. And we've cranked it up here a little bit today, and the song is Love is the Look. Excuse me if I stop and stare. And the artist is Christine W. You can find a link to this music in my show notes at www.hometravelagent.net. That's www.hometravelagent.net. Well, after we recorded the show, Lorena and I were talking, and she had a promo produced, a video promo. And she shared this promo with me, and it was produced by a friend of hers by the name of John. And I think John is a listener to the show, and we will try to have John on here at some point in time to talk about the value of this type of a promo for your business. And what I did, I put Lorene's promo on the website at hometravelagent.net, and go over there, take a look at it. You can find the promo in the About link and click on Lorene's link, and you'll see where you can click on the promo and watch it. You know, it's quite a promo, and it's very impressive. And once your clients watch this, I think they're going to be impressed too and more willing to do business with you, because it really puts on a polished professional look for you. You want to take a look at it, check it out, and it gives you an opportunity to see Lorene in person there, right on the screen at least. So take a look, hometravelagent.net, click on the About tab, and go into Lorene's section, and you'll see the place where you can click on the promo. I do want to mention, while we're talking about the website, is when you go over to the website, make sure you take an opportunity to resubscribe to the Home Based Travel Agent Show in iTunes using the new RSS feed. And at the website, there's a tab on top that says subscribe. And you can go in there and copy the RSS feed location, right click and copy, and go over to iTunes and pull down the Advanced tab, hit the Advanced menu up on top, and pull that down, and there's a section in there that says subscribe to a podcast. Copy the link in there, and you are subscribed to the Home Based Travel Agent Show using the new link. So I'd appreciate it if you would do that. You know, and speaking about promos, wouldn't it be nice to have your clients able to meet with you and discuss vacation options, and you can show them online brochures and help them build a perfect vacation but never leave the comfort of your home office? And you can do that with GoToMeeting. And you know, GoToMeeting is easy to use, and the people that attend your meetings using GoToMeeting do not pay a fee. They just can sign in very easily, and it's easy for them to attend your meeting. They can listen online, or they can listen via a telephone call. And you know, if you've ever hosted or attended an online meeting, you know how difficult it can be to set this meeting up and get it started. And that's why you need the easiest online meeting service available. GoToMeeting, brought to you by Citrix, takes just a few minutes to set up. You can start a meeting in seconds. Plus, you can hold as many meetings as you want for one flat rate. Visit GoToMeeting.com/podcast. That's GoToMeeting.com/podcast. Online meetings made easy. GoToMeeting. Try it today. Well, with that, I want to get into the co-hosted segment with Lorene, and we're going to have a guest here from Juneau, Alaska, and we're going to be talking about the beautiful city of Juneau and what it means to you and what it means to your clients. So we'll get right into that, and here we go. Welcome to the Home Based Travel Agent Show co-hosted segment, and this is Barry Kantz, your host, and I have Lorene Romero with me, your co-host for this segment. And once again, Lorene has arranged a wonderful guest for the show. And as we usually do, I will turn it over to Lorene to do the introductions. Thanks, Lorene.
Thank you, Barry. This week we have a woman on the show who we have been able to email each other back and forth and enjoying one another because we have something very in common. Because besides the fact of loving Alaska and loving Juneau and that area, we also have something else in common. Our first names are Lorene, and it was really funny. 2 years ago, the first time I'd ever been to Alaska, Lorene was helping host a gathering for travel agents, and a woman there came up to me and she put her name, her hand on my name tag and said, "I need you to come with me now. I need you to meet somebody." And she walked up to this woman I'd never met before, and she pointed at her name tag. Now, it's very unusual for me to see the name Lorene in any form of print that's not connected to me. And this woman's name was Lorene Palmer. We looked at each other, and we looked down at our name tags, and we became immediately kindred spirits. I would like to introduce Lorene Palmer. She is the CEO and the president of the Juneau Convention and Visitors Bureau. And Lorene, I'd like to welcome you to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Lorene. It's great to be with you today. I'm really excited about the opportunity to visit with you about Juneau, so thank you.
You're welcome. Now, Juneau is the capital of Alaska, and you're celebrating your 50th anniversary. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do at the Visitors Convention and Visitors Bureau and what you have to offer for travel agents?
All right. Well, I'm very fortunate. I have a background in tourism. I went to college and got a tourism degree, which is so unusual these days that to run across me actually purposely decided to make a career in tourism. But I started early, and I am fortunate to be working in the visitor industry in basically my hometown. My family moved to Alaska in 1968. So I have watched Juneau and Alaska change over the years. So it's I feel very lucky to have such a great destination to market, for one thing. But also I have the great pleasure of living here day in and day out, too. So I'm getting the best of both worlds. The Convention and Visitors Bureau, which I'm sure many in your audience are familiar with working with Convention and Visitors Bureau, we have the responsibility of marketing Juneau as a visitor destination to, you know, the world and beyond. So we, our responsibility is to make sure that we have information available for people who are, you know, planning a trip to Alaska. We also, we do outreach. We actually go to consumer shows. We direct mail to travel agents, travel writers, and tour operators. We also advertise and put together promotions and, you know, just like most businesses out there trying to help the traveling public be aware of our destination and what it offers and hopefully entice them to spend their time and their resources in our community.
Absolutely. One of the things that people will be very familiar with is Juneau is one of the main ports that cruise lines go in. You name the cruise line, they go there because, again, it is the capital of Alaska. So let's say some of our listeners have clients who have gone on a cruise and want to go back to Juneau. What would be something that you might recommend for them to do? Are there any places you might recommend for them to visit, things to do? What would you point agents to have for their clients?
Sure, you bet. You know, it's been really interesting watching Juneau grow as a major cruise destination over the years. You know, we have a very long history of a maritime visitor, you know, experience. Juneau actually isn't that old. The state of Alaska isn't even that old. We just celebrated our 50th anniversary of statehood. But Juneau was founded in the late 1800s on gold, and getting to Juneau was primarily done by, you know, various vessels that would, you know, travel up the inside passage on their way to the gold mine, to the gold fields. So we've had a cruise heritage for quite some time. So it's, you know, it's not unusual that Alaska and the inside passage would be a really popular cruise experience. And we find that people come year after year after year. I have met people on the street who said they were on their seventh cruise to Alaska, and they were on their fifth or sixth time in Juneau. It's always gratifying, but always amazes me, too, that they are so captivated by the scenery and the wildlife and There's just something really special about being in this environment where you feel so, I don't know, small maybe in the big scheme of things. We get so tangled up in our lives and everything seems so important and vital and stressful. And, you know, there's just nothing like sitting somewhere and watching eagles go by and whales breaching that, I don't know, sort of brings you back to center, I guess. But if someone were coming to back to Juneau and they come on our cruise for the first time, we kind of feel like we have this side of Juneau that not very many people know about, which is that we're a great destination to come and really park yourself for a little bit. There's enough to do in Juneau to keep somebody, you know, as busy as they want to be. And a lot of times, you know, we forget on vacation, you don't have to be busy 24/7. You can actually just be on a beach and look across the Lynn Canal at the Chilkat Mountains and just soak it up, you know, and then have a beautiful meal at night and, you know, watch the eagles fly over. So, but we actually have a lot of activities to do. We have the Alaska State Museum is here. We have a variety of activities to do outside, whether you want to fish for salmon or halibut. We have kayaking and hiking for all skill levels. We've got zip lines. We have two zip lines now that take you through the rainforest here in Juneau. And, of course, the glaciers are a centerpiece. Juneau has probably the most accessible glaciers in the state of Alaska. The Juneau Ice Field sits just over our town, and it takes about a 3.5-minute helicopter ride, and you are sitting on a 1,500-square-mile ice field that is probably 3,000 to 4,000 years old. They tell us that some of the ice, because the ice has come and gone over the years. That's what ice fields do. And so we have 36 major glaciers that come down in the just out of that ice field in the Juneau area. And of course, the magnificent, mighty Mendenhall Glacier, which I'm sure you got to see, Lorraine, when you were here.
Yes, I actually went white rod or rafting near it too, which was fantastic.
Yeah, that's a really fun. They call it the float because you're going through the river that actually flows out of the Mendenhall Glacier and then it goes down through and out into through the wetlands into the glacier into the Gaspinaw Channel, which is kind of fun because you partly go through neighborhoods and people wave at you.
Yeah, it wasn't very dangerous, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, please don't think Colorado River when you think about this particular rafting trip. So we have a beautiful botanical garden called Glacier Gardens that is so unique. I've never seen anything like it. This couple recovered what was a mudslide area that had come down and knocked down all these beautiful, beautiful spruce trees. And they made a deal with the Forest Service to reclaim the land. And they took these beautiful spruce trees, and this will be hard to describe verbally, but they stripped all the limbs off of the tree, and they flipped it upside down so that the trunk is driven into the ground and the root system is up in the air. And then they planted the root system like a hanging basket. And so these beautiful upside-down trees are all over the property. Rather than just, you know, bury them or burn them or whatever, they turn them into part of the landscape. It's just amazing.
I've been to that garden, which I believe is where we actually met 2 years ago. And it is amazing. You sit there in awe looking at it because, like you said, it's kind of upside down.
Mm-hmm. It boggles your mind. You have to look at it for a second and go, wait a second, that's an upside-down tree.
Exactly. My experience of the area has been that the people are very, very friendly. And that if walking around, if you have any questions, anybody that's not wearing a cruise ship logo item or looking like a tourist, somebody who lives there, more than happy to point you in the right direction. And they're very friendly. Is that pretty common in your area?
You know, that is something that we hear people say pretty frequently. So I'd like to believe that, you know, overall it's true. we are a pretty, as I was, you know, thinking of the right word, we're pretty unpretentious up here. You know, we love the outdoors. We don't want to be in the urban fast track. That's why we live here. So, you know, we just enjoy the environment that we're in. Lots of people here are very big on fishing for their families and berry picking and, you know, being outside hiking. We have 200 miles of hiking town in this, you know, in our community, and there's only 40 miles of paved road. So that should tell you that we're pretty outdoorsy. So it's, you know, and I think as Alaskans, we are a little bit of a world apart, and we really are, you know, I think we're good at welcoming people because we know that people appreciate it when they're here too, and we enjoy sharing it.
One of the things that I go back time and time again for, because I've been there three times, so I really like the town, is you have a co-op downtown that has a whole bunch of different shops, and inside of one of them, it has a whole bunch of different artisans. Mm-hmm. Do you know what the name of the place is? Do you know what I'm talking about?
This is going to astound you. It's called the Juno Artist Co-op.
Really? Okay.
There you go.
That would definitely be one of the places that I would recommend for clients to go to. They have some beautiful jewelry work there that is done at a very, very reasonable price. There's somebody that's there that's called the Basement Jeweler, I think is what the name of them are. Makes great necklaces and different types of jewelry. There's watercolors there. There's all sorts of different, unique, local work that's done by people. And I would highly recommend this. One of those little tips to be able to tell your clients to be able to go to. Are there any other places that you can think of that might be a great place to refer clients to?
There are. There, you know, one of the things about our community that makes it a little bit unique is we are only 30,000 people. So we are basically a wilderness outpost in Alaska, but we think we're bigger. We think we're 300,000, but we're really only 30. And we have an amazing, active artist community. So Juno has a symphony, we have an opera, we have a performing theater, and we have a host of very talented artists. And part of this also comes from our native culture. The artisans that, you know, were raised up out of the Tlingit culture are absolutely amazing what they can do with silver and beadwork and wood carving. And I think it just sort of kind of blends itself, the spirit of that, to our community. And we have many, many artists in this that work in all different mediums. So we're fortunate to have, you know, some really beautiful work that's done. As well as we do like our food, too, so we're fortunate to have incredible seafood. We've got one little lady, she started her own shop. She's such an entrepreneur, and it's called Tracy's Crab Shack. Do you remember stopping there?
Yes.
So Tracy's Crab Shack. It's located near the library, so if anyone's sending clients there and they're coming through on a cruise, but it's right near the cruise docks, and she's got a little, just a little operation there. Truly, it's nicer than a shack, of course. But she serves king crab legs, and she's made king crab bisque, and she has a cup of crab, and it's dipped in butter. It's just amazing. So it's one of those. We have our own roasting company here, so you don't have to give up great coffee when you come to Alaska. I know,
coffee? Barry and I like coffee. What would be the name of the roaster?
The Heritage Coffee Company. And our other really fun claim to fame is we have one of the world's most decorated microbreweries here in Juneau, the Alaska Beer Company, so Alaska Brewing Company. So, you know, between the great environment and the beer, the coffee, the crab, you know, it makes for an interesting mix. And I set Juno apart a little bit from, you know, all of Alaska is fantastic. I've been all over the state. And, you know, and I think about how it differentiates us from everywhere else in the state, which is just incredible and fantastic, too. And I think one of the things that makes Juno unique is that a lot of the things people come around in Juno, you want to see glaciers, you want to see wildlife, you want to see, you know, a beautiful scenery, the native culture, mountains and water and all of that. And the thing that makes us neat about that is everything is so close that I don't think you have to go more than 15 minutes outside the city downtown and to see things. I mean, I had a whale out in the harbor not more than a couple weeks ago. So, you know, everything's very close by. So someone had a limited amount of time. They could jump on the jet from Seattle, be in Juneau in 2 hours and have an amazing experience in just 3 or 4 days.
So what are some different areas if people are not going to be coming up on a cruise ship, say, during the May through September? What are some other areas that people can fly up to be able to stay for a couple of nights?
Well, let's see. Juneau is really located in the heart of the Upper Lynn Canal area, which means that we're pretty much the gateway to go over to, say, Glacier Bay National Park. Glacier Bay is world-renowned, and John Muir certainly made it very popular. So we're very close to, and actually Alaska Airlines will fly from Juneau to Glacier Bay. It's one of the shortest flights in their world route system. I think it takes 8.5 minutes to fly over there in a jet. But or you can take a small commuter flight, but the Glacier Bay Lodge is there, and the small community of Gustavus is lots of bed and breakfast. So you can do an up-bay cruise and do that, and actually you can get that accomplished in a single day. But I would recommend going to Gustavus for not less than 2 days. We're also very close to Haines and Skagway, which are two small communities. Skagway certainly the most well-known because of its Klondike Gold Rush. It was the gateway into the Klondike. And then Haines is very nearby also. Both of these small communities are only about a four-hour ferry ride from Juneau or about a 40-minute commuter flight on a small commuter flight plane, I guess, six-seater. And so both of those communities are just beautiful, and they have their own personalities.
And can someone fly in from Seattle or somewhere in Seattle or other areas of Washington?
Right, you can fly. Well, Juneau is the hub in terms of Alaska Airlines jet service, and we get jet service probably 4 or 5 different flights coming from both Anchorage or south from Anchorage or north from Seattle. So, and you know, and then so many other route systems fly into Seattle. You change planes there and then hop on Alaska Airlines to take you up to Alaska. And, you know, the first town is Ketchikan, which is only going to be an hour and 30 minutes out of Seattle. And then the next flight for us out of Seattle is 2 hours total. So it's very accessible. It doesn't take very long to get here, and you know, and you can have the whole day to can go out fishing or hiking or, you know, whale watching. So we're pretty. We have in Sitka, of course. You're familiar with Sitka. It also is accessible from Juneau.
Is Juneau a year-round town?
We are. We're certainly summer is the popular time to come because there's just, you know, it's an entirely different environment, but. Right after January through, say, March and April, we have the most incredible skiing. We have a beautiful ski hill here that we grew our own silver Olympic medalist. Came from Juneau. Our name was Hillary Lynn. And we have some incredible heli-skiing. So for the more adventurous skier, Juneau is such a surprise. They are so thrilled with the kind of terrain that we have here in the snow. At one point this last winter, Juneau had more snow than any ski area in the United States. So it was pretty astounding.
Very cool. Now, you have a website. It's traveljuneau.com. And
right.
What it would be on there that would be of interest for travel agents?
Well, I think for travel agents, you know, and certainly I understand this, that cruising is such a reliable product for the most part. And you really, the main thing is just getting them booked on the cruise. But when you're trying to send your clients to someone, you know, who want to do an independent traveler experience and don't want to come on a cruise, our website's a great resource for getting to familiar with the properties that we have here. We have a whole variety of bed and breakfast. We have the only 4-diamond bed or lodging in the state of Alaska is here in Juneau. It's Pearson Pond Luxury Inn. She, Diane there, has earned her way to a 4-diamond. She has a beautiful property. We have lots of very affordable hotels right in the downtown area, and those are, of course, commissionable. And, of course, again, all the variety of tours. So our website's a great resource for agents.
So we've got a lot of different types of excursions that are commissionable, hotels that are commissionable, which is important. I mean, as a travel agent, I hate to say that, but, you know, we do need to make a living, and we're looking for good resources. So, again, that website is going to be com. Is there a phone number people can call to get information? Does your office offer that kind of service?
You bet. We have a toll-free number to call in for our visitor guide. We also have the Juneau vacation guide, and I'm happy to send a copy off. It's 1-888-581-2201.
Perfect. Barry, are you there with us?
Yeah, actually, you know, I had to turn the microphone off here. I apologize. There's construction going on out here, and I'm not quite sure what it's all about. And I mentioned before we started the recording that somebody's out here running a chainsaw, which isn't unusual. I think everybody in Michigan owns a chainsaw, but we got some major stuff going on around here, so I've been kind of quiet with the microphone off. That's what's happening on this end. And I had a question here, and I'm trying to dig it back out of the memory bank, but absent my ability to bring that question out, I guess we'll move on.
Well, you know, and there's another experience I can share with your listeners, too, who are, one of the good things we were talking about is there are still people with resources out there in the market, even though we're in a recession, that are very interested in having unique experiences. And one of the things we found is a growing popularity are doing private multi-day cruises on, 40 and 45-foot boats that have a captain and a crew, and they'll take you and your family or friends or whoever else books on the cruise and go on these really unique and adventurous cruises in the area. And you can depart from Juneau, you get on your boat, and off you go, and you're looking at whales and kayaking and fishing, and they'll drop a crab pot and bring up fresh crab for dinner that night, and photography, and, it's a really interesting way to get that cruise kind of experience, because really it's about being on the water. And in being in Alaska, there's two things I tell people. You must do something on the water, because that is part of that's our culture, is being on the water. And you must do something in the air in order to get the scope of how big and amazing and beautiful Alaska is. So, you know, those two things are certainly important for any trip for anyone planning a trip to Alaska.
What would you say is the most popular thing people do in Juneau?
Probably the most popular is clearly going out to the Mendenhall Glacier. I think people are surprised to know that it's so easy to reach. I mean, you literally can drive up to it. And that makes it, it really wonderful for people who aren't keen on getting into a helicopter or don't want to have to hike in or anything like that. I mean, you literally can drive your car to the parking lot, get out, there's the Mendenhall Glacier.
Oh, pretty cool.
I have sent clients on helicopter rides to see the glacier, which they said was probably the best experience they've ever had. One of them was a photographer, and boy, let me tell you, the glaciers are absolutely beautiful. Some of the shots that he got were absolutely amazing.
You know, it's hard to understand the scope of this ice field where the glaciers come from. But I'll tell you an interesting story. We had Gene Cernan, who was the last man to walk on the moon, came to Juneau. He was doing a program. And he told us that when he was training to be a NASA astronaut, they took them up on the Juneau ice field and left them there so that they would get a sense of what it would be like to be on the surface of the moon because of the colors and the sense of isolation and the lack of, all snow and ice, so you're not seeing green trees or anything like that. I mean, just to help them psychologically prepare for a trip to the moon. So I hope that sort of gives people a sense of what a unique environment it is to be up there.
Wow. This has been great. I really want to thank you, Lorraine, for coming on to our podcast. Maybe we'll share this. It's a wonderful town. The people are very friendly. And definitely I would recommend for the listeners to be able to encourage their clients to go back and to stay and to see what the real Juneau is like. It's an amazing town. They can say they've been to the capital of Alaska. Now, if I remember correctly, the only way you can get into Juneau, is that right, is by water or air? Is that correct?
That's right. We don't currently have a highway link. Once you see this landscape, you can understand why we don't have a road system all over the place. So you can come in by the Alaska Marine Highway, which is our state ferry system, which departs from Bellingham, Washington, or Prince Rupert, British Columbia, and you can put your vehicle on the ferry, or your clients can put their vehicle on the ferry, come up to Alaska that route, or fly in on Alaska Airlines, which is the only jet service that serves Southeast Alaska, or, of course, come in on one of the multiple varieties of cruises.
There's many, many options for people for staying. There's rustic, there's resorts, there's nice hotels. You can stay downtown, you can go out of town. So there's a whole plethora of options for people to be able to stay. Things to do. It's a great town. It's a great walking town. They have grocery stores like normal people. It's not only about tourism, that you can just talk to the people. They have a great library, a very famous saloon, as well as just an entire area to be able to go and spend several days at. So thank you, Loreen, for coming on to the show. Again, Loreen Palmer is the CEO and president of the Juneau. See, you hit the record button, and what happens? We can't talk anymore. The Juneau's Convention and Visitors Bureau. And could you give that phone number and URL for your website again?
You bet. The website is Travel Juneau, and Juneau is spelled J-U-N-A-U. That trips people up sometimes. TravelJuneau.com. And the phone number is 1-888-581-2201.
Great. Barry, if someone would like to email you, what is a good email address for our listeners to reach you at?
Well, they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And thank you very much, Loreen, for being a part of the show.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
And for the listeners who have very keen ears, yes, that little bell sound that was in the background was on my end, and I apologize. We have a kitten. His name is Buster. Has lots of energy, and he doesn't understand. He needs to stay in the other room while I'm trying to do the recording. So he kept following me. So there may have been this little tinkerbell sound of his bell. So I apologize for that bit of a distraction. Thank you again, and Barry, we'll hook up again next time.
Yeah, very good. And Coco's all worked up here over the heavy equipment that's going on out here, so I apologize for that, too. We'll see you guys later.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Loreen, and thank you, Loreen. Very good. Juneau sounds like a great place, and I'm going to have to get up there one of these days soon. Well, I do have one news item for the show today, and the news item comes from the PR Web press release, and the press release is from Cruise Line International Association. That is CLIA, C-L-I-A for short. And what they've done, they've launched a new website, and the website is called cruiseindustryfacts.com. That's cruiseindustryfacts.com. And I'll have a link to that in the show notes, and I'll also have a link to this article in the show notes as well. The press release and the website, probably the website more in particular, is a place where you can go and get facts about the cruise industry. And a lot of those facts you can use in your newsletters that you send out to your clients. So there's some helpful tidbits that I think you can find over at cruiseindustryfacts.com. And one of the interesting things mentioned in this news release is that, you know, the cruise industry is not suffering to the extent that they're losing business as a result of the downturn in the economy. At least that's what the 2008 numbers show. The cruise industry had a 2% gain in 2008 over 2007. Now, that gain is not as much of an increase as they expected, but nevertheless, it's an increase, and it shows the popularity of cruising. And the article goes on to point out that the cruise industry generated 357,710 jobs that paid a total of $16.2 billion in wages and salaries nationwide. Also, passenger embarkations on CLIA cruise lines at U.S. ports totaled almost 9 million in 2008, and 13 million passengers globally took a cruise vacation last year. Now, the global percentage increase is 4% over 2008. And Florida is the center of cruising in the United States, and they account for 57% of all U.S. embarkations. Now, these are some of the neat facts that you can pick up over on the new website produced by CLIA, And they also have information about norovirus and its relationships to cruises and cruise lines and just a whole lot of stuff that will help you and arm you with facts that you can use with your clients that are interested in going on a cruise but maybe have some concerns. So, you know, you want to go check this out and pick up those facts, put them in your toolbox. Okay, with that, I'm going to wrap the show up for this week, and we will see you next week. And I hope you all have good, safe travels and stay healthy. And take care, everybody. See you next week.
The only thing you ever get.